And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Inman, Brian Cleveland in studio with you. Still now counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Wondering what you'll find if you go to that website? Brian will let you know.
You'll find the National Campus and Community Radio Report at that fine website every single week. And you'll find the entire national top 50. This week, we're counting down the top 20 albums for the week ending Tuesday, November the 25th, 2014. You can also find top 30 albums submitted by all kinds of excellent campus and community radio stations from across this fine country, including many of our airing partners in all kinds of different communities. And you can also find lots of different features, including interviews, reviews, and loads more, including a recent article about Oh Susanna, who you heard in the first hour of the program at number 13.
So check it out. Check out that website and get in contact with us if you'd like to. It's earshot20@gmail.com. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on the show, happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. Did that in the first hour of the program for Jake Robertson, an Ontario-based performer, singer-songwriter, who will be in our area, St. John, New Brunswick, where we record and broadcast this show from. And we're going to be doing it again in this hour of the program. David Miles, a very well-known singer-songwriter from the Atlantic region. He's based out of Nova Scotia and has roots in New Brunswick as well. Talking to him a little bit about some of his holiday stuff he's doing. So you're going to get a taste of the holidays in this hour of the program. And then Brian and I, we're going to puke holidays on you for the next month after this.
And are we?
I don't know. I've just made that decision, I guess. I just there's something about a holiday music that just when it works in and it's not, you don't inundate people with it, but you sneak it in there and they're like, they get the warm fuzzies. That's what I want this program to be about. If you could describe this program in two words, warm and fuzzies, but in that order, not fuzzies and warm. I don't know how that even works, but.
You just wear more woolen socks when you record the show.
Wool socks. Or a onesie.
Sure.
I'll start wearing a onesie. Let's record this program. I feel like people would enjoy watching what we do.
No,
it's boring. All right. We've got the top 10 to bring you in this hour of the program. As I said, David Miles will be on joining us. Stephen Karlik's back in this hour as well. And Brian has the lowdown. It's jam-packed in this hour. And we're going to kick things off with number 10.
Watch out, it's a bear at the window. No, that's just the name of the song you're going to hear first. The Bear at the Window by the Barr Brothers. They're the ones sitting still this week at number 10 from Sleeping Operator. After that, at number 9, up for number 13, it's Ariel Pink from Pom Pom. You're going to hear a track called Four Shadows. And then we're going to hear Happy Idiot by TV on the Radio. They debuted at number 44 with their new one, Seeds, last week. And this week, they're at number 8.
They wrote that song about me, Happy Idiot.
You are happy.
And I am an idiot. The Barr Brothers at number 10. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Seven days old and the bears on my shoulder. back from the mirror instead. I need a little hallelujah to feel no pain, to feel no pain, to feel no pain, to feel no pain.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 9.
The night.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
Stuck in the shade where there's no sunshine.
That was Happy Idiot by TV on the Radio from their new record Seeds at number 8, up for number 44. At number 9, up for number 13, it was Ariel Pink with a track called Four Shadows off of Pom Pom. And we kicked off that set with our number 10 sitting still this week. It's the Barr Brothers from Sleeping Operator. You heard The Bear at the Window.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for tuning in. We're taking a break from the charts again to catch up with Stephen Karlick, senior editor at Exclaim Magazine. Continuing with the music news that we were talking about in the first hour, we're going to keep it going. And this is quite interesting that there's going to be a documentary to premiere on HBO about Kurt Cobain.
Yes. So filmmaker Brett Morgan's Long in the Works documentary about Kurt Cobain won't make its once-anticipated 2014 due date, but it will debut next year through HBO. The film is now titled Kurt Cobain, Montage of Heck, and Morgan has brought on board Cobain's 22-year-old daughter, Frances Bean Cobain, in as an executive producer, which makes the film the first authorized documentary on the late Nirvana leader ever, who died in 1994, of course. During the making of the project, Morgan is said to have had, quote, access to Kurt Cobain's archives, home to his never-before-seen home movies, recordings, artwork, photography, journals, demos, personal archives, family archives, and songbooks. While Nirvana songs and performances will be used throughout the documentary, the film is also said to include, quote, previously unheard Cobain originals. You can see some newly uncovered photos of Kurt Cobain at Exclaim.ca, as well as more about the upcoming documentary, including a statement from Morgan about the making of it. So lots to look forward to, especially for Nirvana fans who are always looking for something new from their favorite band.
And it'll be really interesting to see how that documentary plays out and the kind of story that it tells, because he's just a prolific musician. So this will be it'll be quite interesting indeed.
Yeah, and funny that we're still learning stuff about him sort of well, now 20 years removed from his death.
All right, we're going to jump now to talk about tour dates, because we have some tour dates to talk about for the Operators.
Yeah, funny, one of the most buzzed about groups in Canada, I feel, this year were Operators, even though they only released a 4-song EP. But it's been crazy. I mean, their live shows have been just excellent, and now they've added a couple more North American tour dates. Faulkner's new band with Divine Fit's pal Sam Brown will be out supporting Brill Brews and Canadian pop juggernauts The New Pornographers for a stretch of shows across Ontario in February, and it's now revealed that the outfit have some marquee topping shows of their own in Winnipeg and Vancouver, the latter being a two-night stand at the Fox Cabaret. Ahead of these, they'll be teaming up with in the U.S. for shows with Future Islands. So lots of tour dates coming up. That debut EP available. Dates in Winnipeg, Vancouver, Toronto, London, Guelph, Hamilton, and surely more to come throughout 2015, and maybe, fingers crossed, even a new album.
Something to look forward to with these guys, for sure. That's awesome. And one last story before we cut to your song pick, Stephen. And you and I were talking before we came on the air. This is interesting to me. I felt bad for Bob Dylan at first, but you are able to explain this in a way that makes me not feel so bad for him. He played for a concert of one, but you can fully explain the details.
It wasn't as lonely as it sounds, and it certainly wasn't a fluke. So Bob Dylan has, of course, been filling theaters and arenas for decades. But over the weekend, he performed a far more intimate show. On Sunday, November 23rd, the songwriter played a gig at Philadelphia's Academy of Music for just one fan in attendance. The concert was for the Swedish web series Experiment Ensam, in which participants perform activities intended for large groups of people, with the twist being that they're completely alone. The lucky man was one Frederick Wilkinson, who sat in the second row of the empty 2,500 capacity venue and took in the concert by his lonesome. Wilkinson is a television personality in Stockholm, Sweden, and was chosen as the participant because his friend Anders Helgelson is the project's director. So kind of fun for him, certainly. So Bob did play a full show later on that night in the theater to a full regular audience. But at the show that he played for just the one guy, he did a sort of a fun little cover show. He played a Buddy Holly tune, a Fats Domino song, a Chuck Willis tune. And it was sort of funny, according to Wilkinson. He said, quote, "Nobody took notice of me. I figured that maybe it just sounded phony or weird. During the second song, I realized I had to say something. It was just too weird. I screamed out, 'You guys are great!' That caused Dylan to burst out laughing. Now I have two kids, and their births were great. But him laughing on stage at some lousy comment of mine was unbelievable." So, amazing experience for Wilkinson. Maybe an odd experience for Bob Dylan, but it sounds like an interesting thing, and there will be a 15-minute documentary about that project featuring Bob Dylan on YouTube on December 15th, but you can see a trailer for it at exclaim.ca right now.
If it was an artist that I truly admired or liked, I feel like it would be a heavenly situation. If it was one that you weren't very familiar with, then it could get a little awkward.
Yeah, hopefully. I think this guy was chosen because he was a big Bob Dylan fan.
That's good.
But I like that he felt the urge to yell out, like, "You guys are great!" Just in case Bob Dylan didn't know.
Just in case he didn't know, he's awesome.
It's got to validate the man.
All right, we're going to throw to your song pick of the week. As always, Stephen, thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Thank you. I don't know about the rest of Canada, but in Toronto it's been very gray, and I'm sure it's been similarly gloomy across the Great White North. I've heard lots of snow on the East Coast. So my song pick this week is actually a cover of a famous song made famous by Elliott Smith. The song is called Pizzelle, and it was on his famous album XO. This time it's covered by Marissa Nadler, who put out an excellent LP earlier this year for Sacred Bones called July. It's beautiful. You should check it out. For a taste of her sound, listen to her beautiful cover of Pizzelle here now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. I've been
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Run the Jewels, Jesse Ware, Devin Townsend, Hey Rosetta, At the Gates, Johnny Marr, Absolutely Free, Oh Susanna, Black Milk, and our annual gift guide. On the street and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
It laces the ground in my feet. I used to walk lightly, it haunted me nightly, and I could not compete. Now I'm drunk on the joy of the beautiful boys. They rabble and rouse, and they're cunning and coy. Their eyes big as planets, and lips where the universe dies. That stunning companion of age is a covert illusion of grace. It pulls from my fingers and casually lingers the lines on my face. All of my youthful abandonment gone, gratefully subject to carrying on. But years are a template, never to sacrifice long.
That was The Matador by Amelia Curran from her new record, They Promise You Mercy, at number 6, up from number 9. Before that, you heard Electric Youth from Inner World. It's at number 7, down from number 4, and the track Another Story. And we also heard Stephen Karlik's pick this week from Marissa Nadler. It was an Elliott Smith cover called Pizzelle.
Countdown is well underway here on the Earshot 20. Hope you're enjoying the program, and we're going to take a break from that right now. I know it's about that time of year. We're getting so close to December. I just couldn't hold back. I needed to share some Christmas fun with you, some holiday fun, and what better way to do it than to chat with someone who knows holiday music very well. David Miles from Nova Scotia joins us on the phone right now. David, welcome back to the Earshot 20.
Thank you very much. Yeah, nice to be back.
And so I want to chat a little bit first about this, the new album that you have out, and it is called It's Christmas with David Miles. Tell us a little bit about the album.
Well, I mean, you know, it was born out of doing, I do a charitable tour every year in New Brunswick. New Brunswick is where I'm actually from, where I was born and raised. And so I go back each year and we do a series of free shows and we raise money and food for the food banks. And we've done this for the last 4 years, and each year it gets bigger, and it's been really encouraging and really cool. And each year we learn a couple new Christmas songs. So what happened was I was learning these new Christmas songs and getting totally into it. Like I realized I loved singing them, I loved playing them, and so I thought, well, maybe I'll do a Christmas record. But I really wanted to wait until it wasn't a novelty. It wasn't just a secondary kind of project. And then when I got the right songs together and when I had written a few songs and found some cool older songs that fewer people knew, I thought, okay, let's do this. And we did it last Christmas at Joel Plaskett's studio in Halifax. And right before Christmas, right after that tour I was telling you, the Singing for Supper tour, and it was such a cool experience. So now this year we're putting it out there.
Awesome. And I really like the idea of the Singing for Supper series. It's just so cool to be giving back, and it's really in the spirit of what the holidays is all about. And you're not only doing Singing for Supper, but you're also involved with a major fundraiser that happens every year, and it's in its 51st year, the annual Christmas Daddies Telethon as well you'll be involved with.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I mean, that was the thing. Like, I didn't know how to approach the holidays in a kind of sincere way as a performer, as an entertainer, and I thought the one thing about performing and singing is that it brings people together, and you can bring people around a great cause, and I thought there's something that, and I love the kind of old school nature of being an entertainer. I love the idea of just being able to bring a show anywhere, and so we carry our own PA, we travel our own PA, we set it up, we just play for an hour and a half, that's it. And the premise is we play and people bring food and money for the food bank. And then literally we finish playing and the food bank comes to the show and grabs all the food and the money and they go. It's very direct. It's a direct way of you know, people being generous to the people in their own community. And I think it's important to remind people that that's what it's about. And also to make it easy for people and fun. So it's worked out really, really well.
And last year, you raised close to $8,000 and 850 pounds of food for the food banks, the respective food banks that you're raising for. Do you have a goal set? Do you set goals for this? Or is it just whatever anybody can bring in the generosity of New Brunswickers, that's what you're looking for?
You know what? I don't set goals, but I do like to... there's nothing like a good rivalry. I grew up in Fredericton, and you know, there's a great rivalry that exists between Fredericton, St. John, and Moncton, among, you know, in different ways. And so it's a perfect opportunity to, when I do the first show, to let everybody else know, you know, and with social media and everything, you can do that and say, okay, well, listen, Fredericton just raised this much. Can St. John beat it? For me, it's just all about the thing growing from year to year, and it has been. I don't necessarily set a big, big goal. I'd like to see that. Eventually, maybe I'll have a better sense of what we can pull off. But last year, we almost doubled what we raised from the year before. So that's kind of, for me, it's just all about just watching it get bigger and bigger every year. And also just kind of, in making light of the fact that there's a funny rivalry between those three cities. Seems kind of unnecessary, but it's a fun way to try to get people motivated around a good cause.
And if people are listening to this right now and they're wondering when the Singing for Supper is going to happen, it is December 3rd in Fredericton, December 4th in St. John, and December 5th in Dieppe. If you're listening to this in any other part of the country, well, maybe you are interested in, maybe this has given you the inspiration to go and give to the food banks and local charities in your area. So please do. David, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us. We hope that it's a huge success again this year, and hope that you'll come back and tell us all about it later on.
Right on. Entirely my pleasure. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem. Here is a song from It's Christmas with David Miles. We're going to give you some holiday cheer right now and keep the charts going as well. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
It snowed last night. Everything is sparkling and diamond. Everybody's happy 'cause it snowed last night. It snowed last night. Get your hat and coat and bundle up real tight. Hitch up that sled, we'll take a ride. Honey, let's play hooky 'cause it snowed last night. How merry, how bright. The snowfall turns the world into a lovely sight. It snowed last night. Night. Honey, let's play hooky 'cause it snowed last night. How merry, how bright,
lovely sight. It snowed last night. Honey, let's play hooky, cause it snowed last night. Sun dips out of sight. We'll cozy up together by the fireside. And just before we close our eyes, wish upon a star it snows again tonight. Wish upon a star it snows again tonight. Wish upon a star it snows again tonight.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 5.
Thank you.
was Crystal Ball by Death From Above at 1979, up one spot to number four this week from the physical world. Before that, you heard from the New Pornographers from Brill Bruisers at number five, down from number three in a track called Wide Eyes. You also heard from David Miles and our first holiday track of the year. It was a track called It Snowed, and I don't know about where all you folks are living, but it did here this week.
It did. I don't know how I feel. I feel nice about snow when you first get it, and then, but I'm always of the mindset that I would prefer to have snow very close to Christmas and then it end immediately following New Year's. Like, just have snow in that capsule of time, but that's not the case, and we did get dumped on, and I'm pretty sure a lot of Canada did. So hopefully you're warm and you're safe, and this is what's getting you through your evening, no matter, or day, or whatever, whenever you listen to this. Hopefully we're getting you through it if you're having bad weather, or if you have had bad weather. But holiday tunes, always good. Thanks very much to David Miles for joining us on the program. And I really do love Singing for Supper. I think that's a great series that he does every year. And it's just continuing to grow. And almost $8,000 plus 850 pounds of food that he raised last year alone for the local food banks. It's incredible. And he likes to do a little bit of teasing between communities, because anybody who knows New Brunswick knows that Moncton, Fredericton, and St. John have a little bit of a rivalry between each. So if you're listening to this program and you're in any of those communities, make sure you get out and check out David Miles' Singing for Supper. Really great cause. All right, we have a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. But before we do that, we're going to get to a segment that we'd like to bring you each week, and it kind of gives you a snapshot of what's debuting below the top 20 on the national top 50. Brian gives it to you every week, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Seven debuts this week below the top 20. We kick off the Lowdown this week at The Threshold as Hold My Name, the new and fifth album of soulful piano-driven indie rock from Long Beach quintet Cold War Kids, stars off list at number 50. California-based artist Liz Harris is up next at number 47 with her 10th album as Grouper, a new stripped-back record of ambient dream pop. AML Collective member Noah Lennox releases a new EP as Panda Bear entitled Mr. Noah. The release at number 46 precedes his fifth album, Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper, due for release in January. Halifax-based, New Brunswick-bred experimental dream pop duo Vogue Dots release their second EP of 2014, Mauka, this time featuring 100% original tunes and debuting at number 44. Coming in at number 42 is Neon Zero, the latest album of rock-infused pop music from Toronto's Die Mannequin. Shaky Draves is the project of Alejandro Rose Garcia, whose new album And the War Came finds home at number 39. And closing at the Lowdown at number 36 is the reemergence of BC band Spoon River and their first record in 4 years, The New Sun A Hotel. And that gives you a look at some of the records debuting the top 20 this week. Maybe we'll hear from some of them in the next couple of weeks. But needless to say, all kinds of great new music out there, and you should go check it out.
Thanks for that, Brian. And you can check it out at earshot-online.com, the national top 50. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. We're going to kick it off with number three.
All right, we're going to hear from Flying Lotus. You're going to hear a track called Eyes Above. They drop one this week to number three with the record You're Dead.
Number two.
Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was our number one this week. That was the number one album charting on Earshot for all of October. It's been on the charts for 9 weeks and at number one for 7 weeks in a row. It's the great new record from Caribou called Our Love, and you heard a track called Dive. Before that, we have a pretty big challenger, though, at number two, all the way up from number 18, debuting in that spot last week. It's Ryan Hemsworth from Alone for the First Time. You heard Hurt Me, and you also heard from Flying Lotus at number three, dropping one spot this week from Your Dead. You heard Eyes Above.
And that does it for the countdown for another week. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio with you, and we are counting down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do it every week, and the show broadcasts and records out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radio4all.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes, but no matter how you're catching the program, thanks very much for tuning in, and check us out next week. We have a brand new countdown, all kinds of new interviews, and much, much more. Stick around, there's more on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.